of the 60s is being revived. The Rover Group is producing a special conversion kit to enable Mini owners to turn their vehicles into Mini Coopers, just like those which won the Monte Carlo Rally four times and were featured in the film The Italian Job. A look at the weather tonight, showers dying out but cloud increasing after midnight and rain spreading to most areas around dawn. The minimum temperature 3 degrees Celsius, that's 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain heavy at times. It's 10:05.
Much a case of him stopping making records, but people just stopped buying them. Nick Hayward, Take That Situation. Seen this included in today's papers. Nigel Lawson. Headline was £100,000 two-day job for Lawson. Now that's something. £100,000 two-day job? That must have been so painful. I think I'm supposed to do stitches after that. I guess it's not, not surprising really, the Mounties, is it? It's not true. You can actually bring up bad love, but it tastes pretty horrible either way, really. Somebody ought to tell Elliot Crackton that just because you feel slightly revitalised and fitter than you have for the last 20 years doesn't mean you can start dressing up as yourself 20 years ago. You should leave that kind of territory to Paul McCartney. It's bad enough having one doing it, let alone all of them. That's his latest single, Bad Glove. It's 16... No, it's not. It's anything like that. I won't even bother telling you the time. The Late Night and Cure, this is. I'm Chris Morris. Let me tell you what's happening tonight. Sometimes you get to the stage where really I think you should tell me what's happening tonight. But anyway, we're going to be doing a competition in just a very short time in which I'm going to be giving away this rather tasty album called Pure Soft Metal. It features tracks from people like Gary Moore. Well, yes, apart from that, it features people like Brian Adams, REO, Speedwagon, Toto, Queen, Cutting Crew, Meatloaf, Wash, Mammoth, Spandau Ballet, T'Pau. And I suppose to ease the burden of winning that, we're also giving away the new Mission LP, so I'll ask some questions about those in just a few seconds' time. Phone-in competition later on is called As Usual, which is actually rather novel because normally it's called What the Heck, but it's a description of a normal everyday kind of object, and if you get it right, then you win tonight's star prize. Feedback reports littered throughout the programme. proving that persistent public opinion is the stupidest idea since deciding to dig potatoes by going,
yeah, yeah, all right, yeah, nice and round about. Yeah, okay, all right.
Spinning through the week's news as well, for example, 40 fags a day gran Amy Broughton, 50 years old, will get a £1,000 holiday from her family in Bolton if she stops smoking for 6 months. Personally, nothing will make me carry on smoking more than a holiday in Bolton. This track is from the LP Soft Metal. Be asking questions about it after this. And if you get it right, then you can win yourself a prize and the new LP from Mission.
So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Spandau Ballet. Okay, who's the lead singer of Spandau Ballet? Pretty simple question. Here are the numbers if you want to take part. Bristol 238877, Gloucester 307575, and Swindon 513366. Is it Gary Kemp, Gary Hemp, Tony Raleigh, Tony Hadley, Tony Newley, or Tommy Handley? And we're about to hear a song called Butterfly on a Wheel from The Mission. I'll ask you a question after this.
And it's growing cold.
Second thoughts, I'm bored with waiting. Listen, if you want to answer the question about The Mission, then all you have to do is get this right. The song's called Butterfly on a Wheel. About what event did William Rees-Mogg write a Times editorial in the late 60s, using that as the title, Butterfly on a Wheel? About what event in the late 60s did William Rees-Mogg... This is a rock and roll question. About what event did William Rees-Mogg write an editorial entitled, I think it's Who Breaks This Butterfly on the Wheel? Bristol 238877, Gloucester 307575, and Swindon 513366. So answer that question. And also, who's the lead singer of Spandau Ballet? Is it Gary Kemp, Gary Hemp, Tony Raleigh, Tony Handley, Tony Newley, or Tommy Handley?
And it's growing cold. Autumn leaves lay as thick as these, shivers down your spine, chill you to the bone, cause the man is the melody that turns your heart to stone, the heat of your breath, carving shadows on the mist. Every angel has the wish that she's never been kissed. A broken dream haunting in your sleep, hiding in your smile, a secret you must keep. Love cuts you deep. Love breaks the wings of a butterfly on a wheel. Love breaks the wings of a butterfly on a wheel. There's no scarlet in you. God made one. You can wrap your arms around a memory. Take one from me. Cold autumn winds cut sharp as a knife, and in the dark for me, you're the candle flame that flickers to life. The bristle wings of a butterfly. Of a butterfly on a wheel. Love will break the wings of a butterfly on a wheel. Love breaks the wings of a butterfly on a
submission there, Butterfly on a Wheel. I'd like to dedicate that to anyone who's ever seen a butterfly. Killers going out especially to you tonight. And the questions once again, very quickly. Butterfly on the Wheel there reminded me of an article actually written by William Rees-Mogg in the Times in the late 60s. Do you know what that leader article in the Times was about? If so, give us a call. If you can also name the lead singer of Spandau Ballet. That is it Gary Kemp, Gary Hemp, Tony Raleigh, Tony Hadley, Tony Newley, or Tommy Handley? The number's Bristol 238877, Gloucester 307575, and Swindon 513366. Win yourself a new LP from The Mission and Pure Soft Metal, a compilation of slightly metallic music. And by the way, if you're feeling kind of left out of that last dedication, then later on in the programme we'll be playing a record for you. If you're out in the car tonight, you've just gone around the left-hand corner and then you just went around a right-hand corner and then you just sort of jinked to the left a little bit and then moved into the middle of the road again and then just you're going forwards and you've got your headlights on and you flick them off and then you dip them and then you just turn them up again. And then you indicated right, but in actual fact went left and made a mistake, and then you filled up with petrol, put 5 gallons in your tank, and then you went home and found that, you know, everything was pretty much the same as normal. Late night on Cure, this is. I'm Chris Morris. This is your local BBC station, and here's tonight's first feedback report. Topical question, not surprising today that we're looking at the issue of wind obedience. What do you feel of the state of it at the moment?
Well, it's a bit disobedient, definitely, isn't it?
It's really rather sad, isn't it, when that wonderful power could be put to such good use.
Oh, yeah.
For example, we could contain it in those storm bags.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with the comments of Professor Gus T. Day, who said that we should be making more use of this stuff if it's going to be around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to harness it.
Yeah.
And perhaps ride it around the Grand National course.
Well, something like that, yeah.
And if we directed its power, we could use it to make beds.
Yeah,
yeah.
Prop up tables with a directional jet of it.
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of things, isn't it?
And even to comfort small people who wish they were a bit taller.
Yeah.
Great record now from two wonderfully talented guys. These are Hugh and Cry. These are Hugh and Cry. The untouchable. I knew no surprises. Wrapped in a cold world of my own devising. But I heard you smashing and swinging hard outside. Saw your and I nearly died. I nearly died. Violently you came to me, said I could be a different man, a different man. broke gently into your hands. Yeah, it's a song about a friend of theirs called Violent Leave. And we've got to say hello to Martin and Carol Kramer in Bristol.
Hello.
And also to my girlfriend Lynn, apparently. Lots of love. Love you very much from Chris. And also to Mr. Ian Quinton in Earlstoke Prison. Lots of love from your wife, Debbie. Listening in, drop us a line. Pass it along the pipes. Tell everyone else to listen. And see this last week that... Girl, blimey, this is one of those crazy stories from those ones that come in little square boxes in, you know, some of the tabloids, and they say things like, Vicar Gerald Kirkham christened Simon Coombs 11 months in a pub when storms cut power to his church heating in North Chapel, West Sussex. Apparently also an addendum to this story, which they didn't print, was the fact that there was no water in the pub, but luckily they did have a few cans of Kestrel. Oh, look, it didn't work, I say. It sounds so much better when it does, really. I'm... By the way, if you're going to brush your teeth tonight, news later of a toothbrush alert sweeping the country. Toothbrushes, don't do it, hang on. He was a mean individual. He had a heart like a bone. He was a naturally crazy man and better off left alone. Well, he stopped one night at a traffic light, and when that light turned green, he was a mean individual stranded in a limousine. Hey, 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 all the children on the street, they come running out the front door, running at the back door, flying on their feet. They said, Mama, oh, Papa, oh, see what I have seen. There's a mean individual stranded in a limousine. Then everybody came running, everybody said, Lord, hey, 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 they wondered where to begin. Cause he left that neighborhood just like the rattlesnake sheds his skin. Well, they searched the roofs and they checked out the creeps and the